אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Hi, my name is Ruthie Prevar and I'm a writer director and I've written and directed Asia, which is a feature film starring Alona Eve and Sheila Haas that is now showing in a Jewish film festival in Australia.
Can you please tell us about Asia? What is the movie all about?
This is a film that tells the story of a mother and daughter. A very young mother, she's 35 years old, and her daughter, Vika, is 17. And as Vika grew up, her mother was very distant from her, and they couldn't find the bridge to really have a good relationship with one another. And when Vika starts being ill, Asia needs to take responsibility over her and to become the mother she never could be for her.
How did you discover that sort of topic? It's quite tragic in a way.
It came from a very personal experience. It came from a death of someone that was very close to me. And the way for me to process something like this is through writing and through art. And I found myself really sinking into that subject of departing from someone that you love. And I felt that I was not able to do that at the time. I was not able to really say goodbye and to really be there for that person. And I searched in my life what would make it possible and how to be present and be really there for the people that I love so I will be able to say goodbye when the time comes. So this is where the film comes from, and from Asia's the lead character of the film, her inability to be there for her daughter. And she starts out very detached from her, and they grow this very intimate bond with one another.
We are talking to Ruthie Prevar, screenwriter and director of Asia, that is screened around Australia during the International Jewish Film Festival. And you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Ruthie, your characters are very strong characters, and the acting is superb. I watched Asia and I thought Sheila Haas is unbelievable. Our listeners probably seen her like half of the world in Unorthodox in Netflix, that's been screened around Australia, around the world, and also in Shtisel. So I thought her acting was absolutely superb. Did you have to interfere a lot with her acting as a director?
I wouldn't say interfere. A lot of my work as a director is finding the right person for the right role. And she was, she's also very, very talented and very intelligent, but she knew through our conversations and through our talking about the script and the scenes, she knew where to take it. And I would have to just lead her in the right way and tell her this fits the story or this doesn't fit the story. But I have to say that with Sheila, you can tell her a word and she changes the way she acts, which is, I find it fascinating because I can really, she does a scene once and then I tell her a sentence and she changes it completely. It's really amazing to see it in your own eyes, the way her craft is really superb.
And also, the mother, Asia, it's a very difficult role, and I thought she did an extraordinary job.
Alona Eve is also a very talented actress. She's not as well known as Sheila, but I think she brought so much liveliness and emotions into the character of Asia. And also, her background and the fact that she's also a Russian immigrant, and she has a lot of her own experiences that she brought into the role. And I have to say, the film is spoken half in Hebrew and half in Russian. And I don't really speak Russian. I learned some for the film. I took a Russian course, but I don't know the language. I can't really speak it. I could understand a little. And what we did was we translated the script from Hebrew to Russian, and Alona was part of that translation. So every sentence that she speaks in Russian is her own language. It's in a way the way she talks. So it made it a very she was very connected to the subject materials and to the way it was written, and it made it a much stronger connection with the character.
And Ruti, Asia is your first film?
My first feature film, yeah. I've made a few shorts before, but this is the first feature film I've made, yes.
What was the reaction to the movie in Israel or around the world? I know it's a bit difficult with coronavirus and the lockdown.
Yeah, it's been quite a strange journey for a film. It started out in Tribeca Film Festival, and the virtual Tribeca Film Festival, where the film won 3 awards. And it was a really wonderful acknowledgement. And, of course, it was while we were locked down at home. I was with my 2 kids. In the middle of the night, I got this phone call that we won the awards, and it was just, okay, and now I'm going to change diapers. But other than that, it was really wonderful. And since then, we've only got rave reviews over the film and people that have really loved it and connected to it. And it's been around in quite a few festivals. And it's really a joy to see it succeeding so much. And also, it's like a bittersweet feeling because I feel I haven't seen the film in an actual with an actual audience all the time. It's been online and virtual. So I've been getting great responses, but very distant from me, which I find, I mean, it's sad. But still, it's really doing well. And in Israel, it's gotten 9 Academy Awards, and we're Israel's representative at the Oscars. And I'm really looking forward to cinema's opening and to seeing the film with an audience. It would be really incredible to see that.
Rutia, I can't help it, but I have to ask you, where did you get an American accent?
I lived in Canada when I was 5 years old for a year, and then another year in New Jersey. So that's where I got my accent from.
Ruti Pribar, I hope your movie Asia will do well in Australia, and our listeners can see it in the International Jewish Film Festival around Australia. Thank you so much and good luck. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.